Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3580. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. The 23rd day of Sivan, Tavshin Tazvah, Brooklyn. Avosik V'chosid, a lot of titles over here. Moreinu Moshe Sheyichya Koyen Shayevich. Now he was involved with the Chabad Shul in Chicago. It was named Sharei Tefillah B'nei Ruvein Nusach HaRizal. So the Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to see, hear, and to receive regards from the Chassidim Da'anash of Chicago. May Hashem be with them. And things that are happening in generally, especially the Shul Sharei Tefillah B'nei Ruvein, specifically. So the Rebbe says, following our discussion, I guess the Rebbe actually met with some of these people from the Hasidim. By the way, the word Anash stands for Anshe Shlomenu, meaning Hasidim. But apparently the Rebbe met with these people of Chicago, and they had reported to the Rebbe of the things that are going on, especially about the shul, what's happening over there. So the Rebbe says, I was happy the fact that you related about the lot, the migrash, that they bought so that they can build the building of their shul. The main thing is, the Rebbe says, that the lot is in a central area in which the Jewish people live. And now the Rebbe is going to say an expression, a euphemism that was used by his father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And he would explain why we find in the words of our sages, they use the expression kol ha'osek b'Torah or osek b'mitzvah. Osek means one who occupies himself in Torah, one who occupies himself in mitzvahs. It doesn't say one who learns Torah or one who does mitzvahs. It says one who occupies mitzvah. It would seem that the fitting expression would be those who study Torah or do mitzvah. Why do we say occupation? So this is what he explains, and the Rebbe articulates this, that a son and daughter of the Jewish people, their relationship to Torah and mitzvahs, their Torah mitzvahs, the matter of Torah mitzvahs, needs to be by them like a business. Not just to learn it, not just to do it. It needs to be their business, as we see practically speaking. And the Rebbe brings out a practical example. You have a business person isn't sitting in his home and in his room and waiting for somebody to come to him and tell him, oh, I have for you a good suggestion in business. And if you are going to agree, I'll give you a title of perfection, and you'll get an honorable place. In other words, I have a business for you, and you have to only agree, and then I'll honor you for it. That's not, you don't sit and wait for somebody to come to you and make you feel good and give you honor and give you a title of excellence. No. But since you know in your eyes that the business is your and your family's benefit, that's the way you make your living. So you are going after the business in the marketplaces, in the streets. You actually forego on your honor and your own matters. And you work very hard with your soul and flesh, as long as you should be able to run the business in a fitting way. It should be able to develop. It should be able to grow from time to time. A business, you go after it and you sacrifice. You forego on your honor and you think. You go out there and you try to develop the business, to try to increase it. Not only that, even at times when you have no ability to work in the business, you're still preoccupied. What am I supposed to do tomorrow? What am I going to do in the next, after the 2 days from now? How are you able to utilize even now to prepare for the later times? So that is a business. A business means, that's why it says Asek Torah, Asek Mitzvah. You have to approach it as a business. Now, one of the important part, you know, they say, what's the most important part in real estate? Location, location, location. So the Rebbe says, one of the demands is that the business should be in a place where there's lots of people and from most diverse groups, to make it easier for them to the extent possible so that they should be able to come into the business and be connected with them. And the Rebbe says, this example is that it relates to Torah mitzvahs. And the details are self-explanatory. Basically, the Rebbe says, building a shul in a central place to make it easier for the people to come, to be there, to be part of it, that is a essential part of being successful in the business. Certainly, the Rebbe says, when we talk about setting up a place for a shul, a shul is called a base haknesses, people where you gather together. The description means literally. It's a place where Jewish people need to get together to pray in front of the Melech Malcha Amloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, Kings, and to learn Hashem and to learn His Torah. And we know it says, Berev Am Hadras Melech. The beauty of the King is the more people, so we need to have more people. You need to be in a centrally located area. So therefore, the Rebbe said, this is great that the shul is being built in a central place in Chicago and that you bought the lot over there. That's a very important step. Now, the Rebbe encourages him and he says that in all of Jewish communities, wherever we are, in all of the diaspora, and certainly the Rebbe says in the United States, the days of Slichot, the days of the month of Tishrei, those are especially opportune times to bring the heart of the Jewish people closer to our Father in Heaven and to bring them closer amongst themselves. So the Rebbe says we were standing an opportune time. So everything that we're trying to do for holiness, we should utilize this opportunity. When people are open and people are close, utilize it to the extent possible. And this will be important to all of year. When you start with this, it will affect the whole day. So, Rebbe is trying to push them. And let's not forget, here we're talking about the end of Sivan. The Rebbe wants them to have something for the people to daven in that community where they're moving the shul. Also a study, the Rebbe says if you start it now and you catch the people at the beginning, then you'll have them for the whole year. Rebbe says, that's why, in my opinion, although there is not enough time, even with the greatest of effort that for this coming Tishrei, you're building the shul of the should be built on the new lot that they have purchased, but you should still would energetically put in the effort to hire close by to that area, at least a big room, rent a big room or a hall in which you can daven the people of the neighborhood during these special days of Tishrei that is coming upon us. And also to get a place to establish a branch of the Talmud Torah for the children in the community. Because that way you will unite the people of the community to become members, they become congregants and members in the shul when it will be built in a good and auspicious time. It'll be the day's shul, then they will join it. And also their sons and daughters will learn in their educational schools, because that's become theirs, that's their neighborhood. And these two matters are hinged on the beginning of the year, the beginning of the school year, and also the beginning of the prayer year, which is Rosh Hashanah, I guess, Shana Yom Kippur. Because in most of the cases, the shul where people daven in the month of Tishrei, they continue to daven there throughout the year. And the educational institutions, which they start to learn in the beginning of the semester or when they start the school year, that's where they remain till the end. Rebbe is giving very practical advice. He says, well, it's impossible to build the building till then, but rent spaces nearby, capture those people in the neighborhood, make it their shul, and then when the shul is built, they'll become members. The kids, once they start learning there, they will continue to go there. And then the Rebbe addresses another issue. There was he told the Rebbe that there was a suggestion from another shul or a study hall to participate with them in building the shul, and they want to change the name. I guess they want part of the name to reflect the other shul, and he asked the Rebbe's opinion. And the Rebbe doesn't agree to that. The Rebbe says, your name that has been attached to your shul for all these years needs to be the main name. Maybe you can add something to it. Let's see, the Rebbe says, in my view, it's obvious that the name of your shul, which has been there for many tens of years, and it's been publicized in Chicago and in the surrounding community, you should not consider changing the name at all and at all. It needs to remain fully to the name that has earned the praise and the beauty and the fact that they're to respond to the demand of the above. You may agree to add also their name, but it is, so in other words, don't change the name totally, but you have to keep your name. You can add their name, but it's understood that the name of the shul, Shari Tfila B'nei Ruven, needs to be the first, and that needs to come ahead. And the Rebbe says, and best would be that there will be like an interruption in the wording, like you should say, Ubeis HaKnesses, or Ubeis HaMedrash, which means, and the shul, which means the Rebbe says, it's Beis HaKnesses, Shari Tfila B'nei Ruven, Nusach HaRizal, and then Ubnei Sakneses or Ubeis HaMedrash Pliny, the other one, to add it as a secondary choice. The Rebbe says, don't give up your name, keep your name in full, and if you want to add a name, then you could add it at the end. And the Rebbe prays that also may it be the will that in this new neighborhood you should succeed, you should marry and succeed to stand up a shul and a Chassidish Beis Medrash, a study hall, from which the light of mitzvah and Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus, its directives and custom, will shine in the whole community. And this is the Rebbe, like, very specifically giving them instructions for the new shul that they're building over there in Chicago. And we had a lot of letters. Rabbi Hecht was the rabbi over there, and we had several letters from the Rebbe to the community over there in Chicago.
There was a